I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about the He Gets Us campaign. We're going to be talking about Sean McDowell's defense of the He Gets Us campaign in a very softball interview that he gave Ed Stetzer, his boss, and also the theological brain behind the He Gets Us campaign. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Evangelical Dark Web has done some of the best coverage on the He Gets Us campaign, and you can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's our Patreon-like system that you can support us. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel or podcast if you are new, and check out the free Evangelical Dark Web newsletter that gives you Christian news in your inbox each and every day without the simping of Christian celebrity culture or the theological compromise that you see out of people like Sean McDowell, who decided to work for Ed Stetzer. Now, so we're going to talk about this interview, and I'm going to highlight this again, and that is Sean McDowell works for Ed Stetzer. This is something that he does say during the course of the interview, that he works for Ed Stetzer. So I do believe that there is something that's not very ethical in terms of if you're trying to do an interview with someone who's very controversial, who's involved with something very controversial, and you work for them, you're not going to ask them hard questions, nor does Sean McDowell ask him hard questions. And I also want to highlight, if you're listening, you might not be able to catch this as easily, but I want to highlight, there are a lot of cuts in this interview. They cut Ed Stetzer to make him sound a lot better than what the raw footage probably makes him sound. And Ed Stetzer, again, this guy is gay-affirming church leaders, very gay-affirming ministry that he runs. So Ed Stetzer is gay-affirming. That is worth noting. He was the biggest defender in Christian media of Andy Stanley, who defends homosexuality. He's a big defender and proponent of Preston Sprinkle, who advances side B theology. So there's a lot of resources on church leaders advancing side B theology. I just want to highlight that Ed Stetzer is not a believer. This dude has failed upwards in his career and has done nothing in terms of successful church planting or anything meaningful that he is paid to talk about. That's just something to note about Ed Stetzer. He is the epitome of failing upwards in evangelicalism. And because he was academically credentialed, he was able to go from one woke school in Wheaton College to another woke school in Biola University. So, where Sean McDowell is. So Sean McDowell was there first, but he now works under a gay-affirming dude in Ed Stetzer. So that's a background on who Ed Stetzer is. Sean McDowell is the son of the famous apologist Josh McDowell, author of More Than a Carpenter, I believe, is his famous book. And I hear very good things about that book. Never read it myself. So let's dive on into this interview. I got three clips I want to show you. And we're going to listen at normal speed so you can catch the jump cuts a little more easily.
Obviously, there's some people that are in favor of this. Yeah. There's obviously some criticism. Yeah. I've seen some of both.
Right.
How has the team and the leadership processed some of this criticism? And what is some of the criticism that's come out against it?
Well, so the Super Bowl was the peak of the criticism.
That's right.
So in the middle of the Super Bowl, AOC, the liberal congresswoman from New York, tweeted, this is trying to make fascism look benign. So, you know, not exactly a friendly response to the ads. Now, why would they say such a thing? Well, because there a lot of news stories came out that this is that one of the funders of this is, you know, on more conservative side. They give to a fund that gives to different funds. And so all of a sudden it's like, well, this is bad. And so that was at the beginning. And my joke is, you know, and a million people went to the website of there in the Super Bowl after AOC tweeted. So that, you know, that had a lot of people.
Okay, there you go.
It wasn't really a million, but I'm like, that's my joke. Million people. Thank you, AOC. So then Charlie Kirk tweeted.
So that was the first clip that I wanted to show you. And just as a full disclaimer, that was aired before the most recent Super Bowl in which the very woke commercials with the foot washing were aired. So this is pre-Super Bowl, and it was pre-recorded as well. It's not a live interview at all. And just so we're clear, this was a very unprofessional question posited by Sean McDowell. He asked Ed Stetzer what the controversies were, letting him frame the controversy for himself to respond to. This just sets him up to give a straw man fallacy. And ultimately, what he points to is someone like AOC and then Charlie Kirk. So he's trying to use big names that didn't like the commercial at all. And that's not really indicative of the major critiques against the He Gets Us campaign. These are straw men that he created so that Ed Stetzer can appear theologically orthodox in comparison to a very liberal U.S. congresswoman. So that's not a fair baseline to judge a commercial, and that's not a fair way to characterize the controversy surrounding the He Gets Us campaign. So Ed Stetzer just clearly got off the hook there on all the controversy surrounding the He Gets Us campaign because Sean McDowell let him set up the controversy and what it was so he could knock it down. That is bad interviewing by Sean McDowell there. So this is clip two that I wanted to share, and it picks up a little bit later in the interview, and there are a lot of cuts here.
That's justified. Yeah. Explain the thinking behind so much money for a 30-second ad.
Totally. Yeah.
Walk us through that
it
process.
It is probably the most common objection, particularly from maybe secular people, not that you're secular, Sean, but the reason is like, you know,
I work for you.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. Fair enough. I would say that I know some of the folks behind it. I don't know everybody, but I know some folks behind it. And they had a burden that Christianity really has been misrepresented in culture. And one of the ways that they would like to foster a better understanding of the Christian faith is to point to who Jesus was and what he did. So again, it's sort of like what was the burden on their heart, but of course the challenge is, you know, there's not a thing that you do that someone might say you should have done it this way or differently. But I'm not, and I don't think they're bothered by that. That's just something that they had the resources to do and they felt the call to do. And there's actually news stories to sort of talk about where, they said, you know, how did the Christian message get so misunderstood? And how do we help people understand who Jesus is? So again, back to that frame, who Jesus is, what he does, what he's done, how to understand him more. That's what they wanted to focus on.
Okay, so let me push
please.
Back.
Please, just, no, my feelings never
again, because I know they're not. Mm. Some people say, okay, if we're focusing on who he is and what he did,
right.
He gets us, might get us to empathy, the incarnation, right. But not the death and the resurrection,
sure.
Which is the root of the message itself. So it's not really focused ultimately on what he did. I've heard that pushback, so give us some.
I'd also like to add the divinity of Jesus is not really focused on with the He Gets Us campaign. The humanity is perhaps overly emphasized and poorly so, I would add. But the divinity is completely left out.
Context.
Yeah. Again, this is more pre-evangelism. We're going to keep coming back to that. Evangelism would be proclaiming Jesus' death on the cross for our sin and in our place and calling women and men to respond by grace and through faith to the good news of that gospel. And you know, the guy who's leading the campaign is a committed follower of Jesus. But there's a team that actually speaks into this that helps to avoid some Christian jargon and things of that sort. So
that makes sense.
You would be, if you're like, this is not either of you, but if you like been going to church for 30 years, you love Jesus with your whole heart, these ads are not targeted towards you. So you may feel that because these are not, you're not the audience. Now, the question is the audience being moved? And I think that's right now we're kind of thinking through, got some new leadership. I'm not the new leadership. We got some new leadership. We're saying, are we moving the needle the way that we want to? So those are always questions. I think those are good questions to ask.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Best Seller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
So let's be a little more specific about the frame that you're talking about. What are some things, some ways in which you think Jesus has been misrepresented that the campaign is trying to correct?
So what are some ways I think Jesus has been misrepresented? What I write about often is contextualization. And when people make the assumption that Jesus is a certain cultural expression, or a political party, or a way of dress or whatever, and they kind of put, and I think what's happened is, because I mean, let's be honest, I don't think Christians have always represented Jesus and his kingdom well. It's one of the reasons I wrote Christians in the Age of Outrage. Is that they not represented Jesus in his kingdom well. So what happened is that people have sort of missed that Jesus. But I think that's the question.
Another
is
cut.
Like, if people see Christians and assume, for example, Jesus.
So that's the second clip that I wanted to show you. Went a little bit longer than I initially planned, but it's important to note that this guy thinks that Jesus is being misrepresented by the church. So he's the theological brain behind the He Gets Us campaign. And the He Gets Us campaign does not represent Jesus. And he throws around this term called pre-evangelism. But this is not really good pre-evangelism because it's too vapid. It's not really getting anywhere meaningful anytime soon. And they're not good commercials. They're not particularly well made. Using AI images, stock images, was not very well done. So this is not good pre-evangelism. And it's worth noting, if we go to the He Gets Us website, who do you believe Jesus is? This is a frequently asked question. Who do you believe Jesus is? Do you know what their answer to this question is? We believe there is something in the story of Jesus for everyone. That's why fans of the campaign and those working on it include people who are curious about this man and his story and want to explore it for themselves. So they're saying not everyone who works with the He Gets Us campaign is Christian. Pretty shady. Big red flag there. Those reconstructing their faith and those who believe that their hearts that Jesus is the Son of God. All of us work together relentlessly to share the transformative power that unconditional love, forgiveness, and sacrificial generosity have to change us, our families, and our communities, and our country. It wouldn't be hard to guess that many of those backing the campaign believe that Jesus is who the Bible says he is. He Gets Us is an initiative of the Come Near, Inc., a nonprofit organization committed to sharing the life and love of Jesus that believes Jesus was human and divine. He rose from the dead and more. No matter who you are and what you believe, we're glad you're here. So again, all that, and they basically relegate who Christ is to a footnote on their own website. They relegate who Christ is by basically saying, well, Jesus could be anything and anything you really need him to be. And then they cover their bases at the end by saying, you know, we're supported by an organization that actually believes or says it believes in the death, burial, and resurrection. So not very confident in their assertion on who Christ is at the He Gets Us website. And again, it should not be buried. The gospel should not be buried on their website where it is otherwise not present. Like frequently asked questions, there is nothing on the gospel here. Nothing. About us, not the gospel here either. So, pre-evangelism with no pathway to actual evangelism. So here's the final clip that I wanted to show. And again, this is where Sean McDowell kind of lies as well. At best, he's getting his facts wrong. At worst, he's further covering for his boss.
What I would say is, I would say, you know, look to the ads themselves, recognize it's not for you, but if it moves the interest level of somebody, even if you don't, you know, let's say I don't like it, but, you know, but if Christ is being proclaimed and people are having a conversation, rejoice and pick up that conversation. Had a great call with somebody who wasn't happy with it. And I said, man, I get it, but are your friends talking about it? He said, yeah. He says, well, I know you're not happy with it, but it's not going to stop. So just a thought. Why don't you talk to your friends about it? And he actually said to me, you know, I'm going to do that. I don't have to go around critiquing this or that, but what I can do is my neighbor, you know, his guy worked in a secular role, a friend. He said, I'm just going to talk to people. I said, then just the campaign's happy.
And honestly, maybe don't feel like you need to defend everything in the commercial because it's produced largely by Christians. Yeah. If you disagree with something in it, that's still a talking point. Go back to the scriptures, exactly. Ask why, who is Jesus? That's the point to provoke.
I promise you that the founders and the leadership of the campaign would be profoundly thrilled if you disagreed with the campaign, but the end result was you had a conversation with someone who doesn't know the Lord.
Amen.
And shared with them the good news of the gospel.
What is your favorite?
Now, again, is that worth the tens of millions of dollars you've sunk just on Super Bowl ads alone? I would say no, you should just go for the sell, actually, if you want to use a sales term in marketing. But let's just fact check that. Sean McDowell claims that the He Gets Us campaigns were largely produced by Christians. Not really true. Jason Vandergrund and Haven, we talked about this in our article last year. So this is under the old management of the He Gets Us organization. They are under new management now and for this Super Bowl. Ed Stetzer does allude to this in the interview where he says he's not the new management, but he's still the theological brain behind the He Gets Us campaign. And, you know, there's Jason Vandergrund and Bill McKendry. These names are name dropped in the interview, but the commercials themselves are created by a firm called Lerma. And these people are decidedly not Christian. This is a pagan ad agency, and they didn't even do a good job. It's not like they can say we got the best people to do the job. No, they didn't get the best people who did the job in the secular world or in the free market, however you want to phrase it. They got pagans to make these commercials. These aren't biblical commercials because the people making them are not biblical. And we wrote this article over a year ago and did a video on the He Gets Us campaign using this article as well, where we talked about the He Gets Us campaign. I don't want to highlight it too much because some aspects of this article are a little outdated, but because, again, they're under new management now. Now they're run by someone who has pronouns in his bio, so he's gay affirming. So, again, the He Gets Us campaign is not really run by Christians. And they have Ed Stetzer's liberal theology, which affirms the Lausanne Covenant because he is like the North American chapter head of the Lausanne Covenant, which had ESG and a faith statement before ESG was a thing. That's how, you know, zeitgeist, ahead of the zeitgeist it was. But that is, again, just go back to Sean McDowell. He has some theological issues here. One, he's been very soft on theological liberalism, which once again shows up with his interview of Ed Stetzer, who is a super liberal defender of Andy Stanley and his liberalism, and promotes a bunch of liberalism of his own. And Sean McDowell's basically into defending liberalism. He's defended, you know, Preston Sprinkle and people like that, and theistic evolutionists and stuff like that. So he has an issue with that. But then to give a softball interview to your boss and let him frame the controversy surrounding the He Gets Us campaign, which he is the media spokesperson of in this particular instance, that is disgraceful. Sean McDowell, you need to, like, change your ways on that one. So that's all I got to say about this for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. We will catch you on the next one.